If you're feeling anywhere like me right now, you need a little peace and a little quiet and a little reflection and a little rest and time and space to process everything that's going on right now. So come curl up with me. Come and lay here next to me and just be still. Breathe is the only thing you need to do right now. And just take this time for you. Just settle a little and generally reset your head. Things are a little unsure right now and wholly different to the world we're used to. But it's going to be okay. Everything will be okay. We will find our way back to life and everything after lockdown and after this virus has been contained and we're all feeling more like ourselves again. Please don't listen to the thoughts in your head that try and bring you down. Please don't listen to the thoughts that make you want to give up. You're strong. I've got you. I believe in you. I believe totally and utterly in you. I believe in your capacity to do everything you need to do, to find the words that you need to comfort others and to comfort yourself. Always remember that self-care is important. For me, it's putting some shiny new pretty nails on. Doing my hair a different way. Soaking in the bath, listening to music. Or just sitting here recording to you. Whatever it is that you enjoy and settle to, take some time to do it. I know if you're in a house alone, it can be isolating. Come and listen with me. Come and follow me on YouTube. Come and follow the recommendations I make. Come say hi on Twitter. Drop me an email. I'll always say hello back. But just spend time right now with me. Relaxing. Maybe letting my voice just wash over you and make you feel just that little bit more relaxed, loved, believed in, cared for, all of the above. Sometimes I look around and I've got lots to do, but I don't want to do it. And my brain says, what's the point? Well, the point is you have to do things, you have to keep going. Use the time to do a little organizing, take on a little project. Maybe just sort through your things and clear away. Make you feel light and like you have more space. Don't forget to sleep. Don't forget to lay your head down and relax and let your body repair, let your mind rest, let your whole being just recharge while you're asleep, so that the next day and the next day becomes easier. Settle yourself into a routine that makes life just more structured, less uncertainty, less unknowns. I always think that you should control the things you can control and ignore the things you can't. It's a wonderful concept, but it's hard to follow. Of course, we worry about the things we can't control, but focus on the ones we can and do our best to do those, to complete things, to start things, to connect, Don't lose your connection to the world. If you're caught in a house with many other people, roommates, family, then use your earphones, put them in, have some white noise. Maybe you'd like to come and listen to me. I'd like you to spend some time just giving yourself some space, even if it's the middle of the afternoon and you're lying on your bed, there's nothing wrong with that. Do a little breathing exercise, do a little self, what's the word? Self, oh, I've forgotten the word. Do a little self-reflection. Scan through your body and make sure you're not holding everything tight and tense. Allow your thoughts to just drift by and sink into whatever it is you're laying on or sitting on. And underestimate the power of just 5 minutes to yourself. Go outside and stand just for a few minutes in the air, even if it's cold, sunny. I suggest an umbrella if it's raining. I don't want you getting wet and ill, please. You are a little ray of sunshine to somebody. You are wonderful. And I think that you're going to do amazing things. And amazing things doesn't mean going to space or finding a cure for depression or all of those things. Doing something extraordinary in your life can just be a small shift towards being happier. Sometimes it's a scary step to make, but you do it anyway, and for you, that's your extraordinary. That you made that jump, you made that move, you did that. Find your momentum in this time. Find your space. Space, peace, time, they're all precious. Stillness is precious. Sometimes we rush around, even when we can find. Sometimes we lay about and our body starts to protest. It's hurting, it's sore. You've sat in the same position too long, you've pulled a muscle when you've moved, and sometimes you need to get up and walk around. Sometimes you need to just stand up, stand tall and still. Sometimes you need to lay down and stretch, a full body stretch, that wonderful stretch that has your arms high above your head and taking the deepest breath you've taken maybe all day or a week. Please don't underestimate the power of a good, long, deep breath, or even a couple, if you're going to spoil yourself. You matter. You matter to me. I believe in you. I want you to find a way to brighten yourself. I want you to find a way to cope. And if you can't, then please, please reach out. Whether it's to my inbox on my Twitter or to a professional organization just to chat. Maybe it's to friends and family if you have them. If there's nobody close around you that you trust, then come say hi. Call a professional. You matter. Stay healthy. Look after yourself. Not just physically, but mentally too. It's just as important. Our mental and physical beings affect one another. We have no idea sometimes just how much they affect each other, but they do. So, thank you for spending a little bit of time with me. A little bit of solitude, a little bit of peace. Maybe my voice has helped you, maybe it's washed over you and allowed you to calm and relax and be distracted enough to allow the tension to leave you and see things a little bit differently. You're awesome. I said so, so you can't argue with me. I'm Panther. Rah! You take good care of yourself.